From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. According to one study, the median full-time U.S. worker got about 2.5 weeks of vacation last year. For some of us, the vacation time we get is just not enough. Imagine, if you will, working for a place that offered you unlimited vacation.
Holiday. Oh, what a lovely day today. I'm also glad sent me away to have a little holiday today.
Ah, unlimited vacation sounds like a dream or a Kinks song, but for some employees, that dream has come true. According to a Society for Human Resources Management 2012 study, 1% of U.S. employers offer unlimited vacation. I guess it's as long as you get your work done, you can take it. One of those companies is Seattle's Social Strata. They focus on social media applications, and Rosemary O'Neill is the president and founder of Social Strata. Rosemary, tell us, how many employees do you have?
Hi, Ross. Thanks for having me today. We are under 20, so we're a very small shop.
And you're here in Seattle, and I was looking you up on the web. You've got some employees in South Carolina, is it?
We do, in sunny Charleston.
And about 3 years ago, you adopted this unlimited vacation policy. Just explain what it is and how it works.
Essentially, we ripped out half the pages of our policy manual. We decided it's actually full-on, no strings attached, unlimited paid leave. That means that you decide what your work schedule is. As long as you're getting your work done and you're helping us achieve the corporate goals and your personal goals, then you can set your own schedule as to when you're on or off duty.
How did you reach the decision to do this?
It was kind of a crazy story. About 3 years ago, our COO's husband fell off a ladder in the front yard, and she came to us needing to take some extra time and to take care of him during his rehab. And my husband and I, we run the company together. We had a conversation to try and decide, well, we're going to obviously let her do that. And the more we talked about how much we trusted her to get her job done and take care of her family, we decided that we felt that same way about our whole team. And hey, crazy idea, why don't we just extend that same respect and courtesy to everybody? So we decided to go for it. We plunged in. We talked about it over the weekend, came in on Monday morning, and dropped the bombshell in our staff meeting.
How did your employees take the news that they had unlimited vacation time?
There was a moment of silence, a little bit of disbelief, and then when the shock wore off, we had a great conversation, and we just really let everybody know that we trusted them, we respected them, respected their work ethic, and knew that they were all grown-ups who could control their own schedules. And I think everybody really, they took it in the spirit it was intended, and we've had great success over the last 3 years. I don't regret it a bit.
We're talking about the small but growing movement to offer employees unlimited vacation. Long as they get their work done, they can punch out whenever they want to. Rosemary O'Neill runs the Seattle company Social Strata, where they do that. But it's mostly small companies, but some big companies are doing this too. IBM and Netflix are on the unlimited vacation time train. Rosemary, you said it's worked out well, so people have not abused it?
No. We have a very tight team, and we keep an eye on everything. Obviously, we do track when people take days off or not, just to make sure everything's going okay. But the primary thing that we're tracking is, are our customers happy and are we thriving as a company? And that means business-wise and people-wise. We're very interested in investing in our human capital.
We're at 206-543-5869. If you have a question for Rosemary O'Neill about how they do it at Social Strata, that's 206-543-KUOW. Or maybe you've gone through this experience at a place that you've worked or you'd like to. It's 800-289-5869. You can write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Now, Rosemary, did you go back and take a look at how much vacation time people were taking before you instituted this policy and how much they were taking after you allowed them to take as much vacation as they wanted to?
We haven't really gone back and done that because we're mostly focused on how the work is getting done. That would be an interesting thing to do. Anecdotally, though, I'll tell you that we've always been fairly flexible. You know, if someone needs to go to their child's school play, we've always been of the mindset that we want them to go do that because I truly believe that happy employees make happy customers.
Now, on the one hand, it seems like it'd be less work. You don't have to keep track of vacation time, which can take up a lot of time at some businesses and organizations. But on the other hand, you probably have to do a lot more shuffling around since the time that people are away might be less determinate. Is it overall more work to do this policy on the personnel side or less work?
I would say that it's less work from a timesheet perspective. We did away with timesheets. But we definitely do keep track of who is doing what, as you said, to make sure there's coverage for the various jobs, and there's a lot of cross-training going on. But I would say that from a newly implementing standpoint, someone doing this from scratch, you would want to pay a lot closer attention to your hiring practices, because this is a very special environment, and you want to make sure that the type of person you're hiring is suited to that type of work environment.
Robert wrote about this on Facebook. He said, I can see this thing backfiring. One, company decides to implement unlimited vacation time. Two, employees think the idea is great, make vague plans to take more vacations. Three, the Protestant work ethic makes people who take advantage of unlimited vacation time feel guilty for doing so, so they aren't able to really relax while on vacation, end quote. Is it not the lack of vacation time that's a problem, but the issue that we sometimes shackle ourselves to work, whether or not we're there?
Yeah, as a business owner, I definitely am guilty of that myself. We did put in a safeguard. We do require people to take at least 2 weeks of vacation, so we definitely considered that. And given the hardworking people we do have on our team, we didn't want them to try and see who could be the most macho, and spend the most time at work. We don't want that. This is definitely a philosophical thing. This is not a see who can take the most vacation or the least vacation.
Rosemary, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Ross. Now I'm hungry for fava beans from the earlier call.
Me too. Rosemary O'Neill, owner of Seattle company Social Strata. We were just talking about preparing fava beans a little bit earlier, if you missed the allusion. With us now, Kevin Martin, Chief Researcher and Marketing Officer at a Seattle-based research firm, the Institute for Corporate Productivity. So, Kevin, your company takes a look at policies that companies have with an eye to whether or not they are increasing productivity. What's your take on unlimited vacation time that some companies are trying out?
Hey, Ross, nice to talk with you. Great question. My take on it is that it's a horrible idea unless the company has, and your previous guest being the CEO was the right person to be talking with, unless you've got a company that absolutely buys into it at the top and implements the policies and practices and has the resources to make sure that when employees do take time off, they can do so without a guilty mind and not looking over their shoulder. And also that ensures as least disruption of the business as possible. And so what we see is probably a little bit more common than unlimited vacation time. It's just a different change of vernacular. Perhaps it's more around a results-only work environment, and that it's basically the same thing where, and by the way, a very small minority of companies are doing this in the single digits.
Yeah.
That's really where it's all around, hey, if you get the job done and we know what the projects are, you know what's required of you, then go ahead. We're cool with you taking the time off.
Well, it kind of makes sense to me at a smaller business like Social Strata that Rosemary was telling us about, but I'm kind of surprised to see IBM and Netflix doing that. Because if you're in a small organization or a small work group, part of it is teamwork, and I don't want to let my partners down, and so you'll make sure that the work gets done. I would think it might be harder at a big company like IBM, for example, to kind of keep that team approach to people not abusing this because they don't want to let their fellow workers down.
Well, what's interesting is what we've found for organizations that have more flexible arrangements. Now, whether it's more vacation time off or work from home or whatever you want to call that, flexible hours, it's really self-administered. You've got a certain employee there that you need to have within your company because the culture of that company, whatever policies you have need to be supported by that culture. And you need to have employees in your company that live and breathe that culture as well. And so what you find with larger organizations that adopt that type of policy is, you know, their employees are not going to abuse it because they don't want to let down their other employees. I mean,
yeah.
It's a self-administered process in that regard. And you can look back too, Ross. I mean, just the state of competition in business and the state of where talent is, you know, companies are looking for different ways in which, and consider this, the globalization of business anyway, you've got to be able to pull not just the best talent that fits within the culture of your business, but you've got to be able to work with them just about anywhere. And because there's opportunities anywhere, and your customers are pretty much anywhere. And so, you know, you can look at Google's 20% program. You can look at, which, by the way, was the predecessor to that was 3M's 15% program.
And that was, you got to spend that amount of time working on your own projects.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And being creative. And frankly, Ross, one of the things that we're seeing big within companies and as a real key driver, and this is research we've done with some neuroscientists, which is all around, you know, can managers, you know, instead of just giving an extra paid time off day here or there that someone may or may not use, but the benefits of a manager saying to someone, listen, every, you know, take 5 minutes, just walk around the block, clear your head. You've been in meetings for 3 hours. You know, your creativity is dwindling.
Sure.
You know,
that's
frankly, your health is not good when that's the case. But managers just being able to reinforce and promote that is really essential.
A mini vacation. A final question for you, Kevin. You're talking about the work culture. And as you were saying that, I was wondering, does the work culture allow something like unlimited vacations, or does promulgating a policy of unlimited vacations in and of itself create a different kind of work culture? As the boss is saying to the employees, we trust you. Does that build culture when you create a policy like that?
Well, that's a good question. The leaders have got to walk the talk. I mean, your leader can say this all they want, but if they don't reinforce it, if your leader says, you know, and you know, I'm a business leader, you know, just about everyone manages someone or is influencing people in some way. You could tell someone something, but you better reinforce that.
Yeah.
And that's the greatest thing that we're seeing within companies right now, or excuse me, not the greatest, but such a strong focus on looking at their leaders and making sure that the leaders are walking the talk.
Yeah, Kevin, we've got a couple of people on the phone line here. I want to get to them, too. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Sure.
Kevin Martin, Chief Researcher and Marketing Officer at the Seattle-based research firm, the Institute for Corporate Productivity. Well, Roger called us today from Kirkland as he was listening to us talking about the idea of unlimited vacation. And you have it at your company, Roger?
Yes, I do. We have this unlimited vacation policy at Paper G, which is an online advertising startup.
How big is it?
We have about 50 people.
And how has it been working so far?
It's been great so far. I think definitely when we first rolled it out, we were concerned about abuse. But we haven't really had any abuse at all, which is a little bit surprising. And that might be because of how we've tied in this unlimited vacation policy with our company culture and values of giving people a lot of responsibility and ownership.
Roger, thanks a lot for your phone call. I appreciate it. We've got one more phone call, and then we're going to move on. Is it Levy or Levi? Levy or Levi?
Levi, yeah.
Levi, you're calling from Oakland, California today. What do you think about this idea of unlimited vacation?
Well, I think we're putting ourselves in a really, really scary situation in offering unlimited vacation. I mean, considering that I think it's 9 vacation days go unused per person in America every day, according to studies, and then 68% of people actually check their work email while they're on vacation. So I think we're dealing with a culture that's not taking time off, and we're seeing burnout, and we're seeing information overload and kind of digital everything all the time. And I think it's a scary line to walk when we're offering our employees unlimited vacation, because, you know, are we really investing in their personal wellness, or are we trying to get them to work from the beach and be on call, you know, 24 hours a day?
That is a really important point to bring up. Thanks a lot for doing that today. I appreciate it. The idea that we should be getting unlimited vacation, does that really get to the problem of even when we're on vacation, we're checking out our email and maybe even sneaking away to another room to check out and do work? This is KUOW Seattle. If you've got more to add, go to our Facebook page. KUOW is The Conversation. Build on what's been said, add something new.